prima donna hitting the big 5-0 is just an excuse for a party. But even if she's not planning to pause for reflection, an icon reaching the half-century milestone prompts much musing on how the Queen of Pop manages to cling on to her crown in an industry that rewards youth.
Every time she needs to reinvent herself, she manages to do it, from the sexy kind of symbolism that she brings with her clothing to this more sophisticated glamour now. She's ever-changing.
The material girl's gone from lace to leotards, Marilyn to conical bras, and dominatrix to lady of the manor.
I would like people to think of me as a revolutionary.
As the mistress of reinvention, she defies convention. And even her own expectations.
I wanted to be a dancer and quite frankly had no idea that my life was going to turn out the way that it did.
The view then was, oh, it's just another white girl singing soul, you know. And I said, no, I think there's a bit more to this one. I fetched up to interview her, to the first interview of hers in England, first of the afternoon. No one else turned up.
That same young singer went on to become a superstar. She's now sold 200 million records. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Her film career has been inconsistent, but her taste for controversy hasn't. Religion, sex, there are a few taboos. And she defied international disapproval in 2006 by adopting a young boy from Malawi. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Breakdown. Fortunately for Madge, the high priests of Kabbalah have calculated her spiritual age, and they make her just 36. But for those who count in human years, the clock is definitely ticking, and yet Madonna's greatest skill is making sure nothing she does ever gets old. I only got 4 minutes. Sarah Merchant, Sky News.